Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there. And then see if you can breathe in a way that makes that spot comfortable. Long breathing may feel good, so keep it up. If it doesn't feel so good, you can try shorter breathing, more shallow, faster, slower, heavier, lighter. See what the body needs right now. Give the mind a place to settle down inside. This, the Buddha said, is our refuge when we learn how to get the mind still and can look after itself. Because we live in a world where there's a lot of suffering. The one time he asked the monks, which do you think is more, the tears that you've shed over losing a relative or the water in the oceans? And the monks thought for a bit and they said, well, it's probably the tears that we've shed because we've been living through many, many lifetimes. Just the tears you've shed over losing a child many times over and over again. It's more than all the water in the oceans. And it's happening all the time, not just to you. Every day, 200,000 plus people die. So you can think of all the children who are losing their parents who are losing their children, husbands losing their wives losing their husbands. It's because of this that the Buddha said, aging is normal, illness is normal, death is normal. That's the Thai translation of the chant that we do often, where we say that we're subject to endless aging and death. The Thai translation is that it's normal. But even though it's normal, it doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt. There's a lot of pain associated with that, but that makes you stop and think. Think of all the pain that everybody's going through around the world. You think about that and you realize, okay, it seems normal when other people die, or when people far away die. But when it's up close to you, it doesn't seem normal at all. But we have to learn how to make our minds normal. Because another part of thinking about death is that there are things that we can do to prepare. And we're separated, there are things we can do for people we're separated from. At the same time, there's that temptation to think that people we love have passed away. Life isn't worth living anymore, which is not true at all. There was a case one time where Venerable Sariputta passed away. Venerable Ananda, who was the Buddha's attendant, came and brought the news to the Buddha and said he felt like all the directions of the compass were dark to him. He was losing his bearings because he depended so much on Sariputta for Sariputta's kindness in many ways. And the Buddha asked him, when Sariputta passed away, did he take virtue with him? No. Did he take concentration with him? No. Discernment? Release? No. No. All the good things in life are still there, the things that we can do. Because as the Buddha said, when your mind is well-trained in virtue, concentration, and discernment, it leads you to a goal that even your parents can't do for you, your children can't do for you. It's only when you learn how to train your mind yourself, that's when you find true safety and true release from suffering. So that those trainings are still available in the world, and we can still do them. This is what makes life worth living, that we can train our minds to find true happiness, to find true safety. At the same time, the goodness that we develop isn't just our goodness. After all, there's generosity in addition to virtue, concentration, and discernment. But when you're being generous, you're helping other people, obviously. When you're being virtuous, you hold to the precepts, like the precepts we took just now. Those are virtues of harmlessness. That's a gift to other people as well. And then we develop good qualities in mind. We develop a sense of well-being in mind. We can dedicate that to others. And if they know that we've dedicated it to them and they appreciate it, that becomes their goodness, their merit. So even though we're separated, there's still a way that we can connect. Just try to make sure that the gift of the mind that you give, the happiness inside the mind, is happy. There is a sense of well-being. That's what you dedicate to others. So learn how to regard aging, illness, death, and separation as normal things. Keep your mind normal in the face of them. This is not to deny the suffering that comes with them. But remember, the suffering goes all around the world. Now we can have compassion for one another. We live in a world where people are suffering. So treat everyone with kindness. Treat everyone with goodness. And it makes all the suffering worthwhile, because we can then live in a world where we can find true happiness. We can find release from suffering through training the mind. Virtue, concentration, discernment. These things become our refuge. Hold on to them, and you're going to be safe.